All right, so tonight we're going to do a Perek Mem Vav, which I believe is one of the most down-to-earth and really, really exciting Perekim. Okay, so remember we've been talking about how he's been going through the ability of a person to, even though in order for mitzvahs to be elevated heavenward, what's required is these godfin, these wings. The wings that can carry them heavenward, and they are Ahav and Yira. They are the wings that are able to take the mitzvahs and carry them heavenward. Now, he's dealing with a practical problem that most of us don't have a whole lot of godly emotion. So he spoke about intellectual Ahav and Yira being adequate. And the last parak we learned was that we should all be pleading with heaven for mercy. For our pathetic neshamas who are stuck in this rut of our bodies, and that we need to storm the heavens and plead for rachmanas. Okay? Now, he goes back to a practical approach to Ahav and Yira. Perek Mem Vav, it's on Daf Samachay with others, and the secular numbers would be page 129. V'yesh derech yosha lifnei ish. There is a straight path before any person. Shove l'chol nefesh. What we're going to discuss now is equal to every person, no matter who we are, no matter what we've done. V'karev hadavar ma'id ma'id. And this is exceedingly, exceedingly close to us, la'oirer, to arouse, ula'heir, and to illuminate, or ahava, the light of the love, hatikua umusteres b'libah. Meaning, he's already explained numerous times that we have within us a mesira, we have that which we've received from the avos and the emois, a ahava misuteres, a hidden love that we have within every Jew. See, he's telling us here, we have a way which is exceedingly close to illuminate and to bring out that embedded and hidden love. Leo is me'ira, that it has the capacity to shine, b'toikifayr, with the fullness of its brilliance, ke'esh bo'yara, like a burning fire, b'hizgalus libay umaychay, with no more intellectual stuff. I'm telling you, true emotional and intellectual love, limsa nafshei l'Hashem, to the point where we'd be willing to give our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'gufei mo'idoi, and our bodies and our money, b'chol lev, the entirety of our heart, b'chol nefesh, and the entirety of our soul, umoid. And again, he's used this word now like five times. Exceedingly so. Me'um k'deliba, from the depth of our hearts, be'emes la'mita, in absolute truth. No more. Earlier he said that there would be forms of deception, that we'd be fooling ourselves. This is be'emes la'mita, in absolute truth. U'befrat, and especially so, b'shas kriyishma u'birchaseha, during the time of Shema, and her brachas, the brachas of Shema, k'moyshe yizbar, as will be explained. Okay, so now we're getting ready for down-to-earth practical love. How do you do it? Behu. Here's how you do it. Kasha yosim el libay. When we will contemplate, that is one prerequisite, by the way, that we actually have to think. Okay? Kasha yosim el libay mashom rakosuf. Kemayim aponim liponim. Kain lev ha'odam ala'odam. When we contemplate the concept that the pasuk says, that just like we see our reflection in water, so too is the heart of one person when they look at another. Pidish k'moy shekudmus v'tzuras ha'ponim. Just like the image and the shape of the face. Sha'odam mare b'mayim, that we see our reflection in water. That's what we're going to see in the reflection. That exact image. And by the way, the first Belzerov, Reb Shulam, said, why does the Pasuk use the mashal of water, reflection in water? Why didn't the Pasuk use something original like a mirror? You're going to argue that they didn't have mirrors then. It's not true. The Pasuk says, we know that the Pasuk says that they were mirrors, the Maris HaTzavis. Says Abshalom Belzer, because when you look in a mirror, you're upright. And the last thing you'll see when you're standing upright is somebody else. If you're bent over, you're brokenhearted, then you'll see a reflection in the water. If you're looking in a mirror, you're upright, then you're not going to see anybody else's reflection. All you see is yourself. Is so, says the Baal Tanya, Koch HaMamish, so must we understand, so too is Lev HaOdom HaNemon Bavose Lishach, and that's how we will sense our love to somebody else. Hari Ahava Zum Oireres Ahava B'Lev Chaveiroi, a love, the love that a person has, will awaken the love that the other person has to him, Gamkein, Lios Ahavim Nemonim Zelazel, that they will be truly I have nemanim, truly beloved to one another, right? Especially at the time that one person is looking at the other. So the perspective that we're talking about here is, generally speaking, you know what other people feel about you. But certainly that's the case when you're directly looking at the other person and you can sense and feel their love. Now, Vine. Here we go. Vine. Zehu teva hanog b'midas kol adam. What we're talking about is true even when we're talking about equals. Equal social status, equal financial status, equal power status. The way we view one another, that's how we communicate the love. Okay? But Macha Kalvachayim, he says, Avim Shneim Shavim B'mayla, even if they're equal in status, V'al Achas Kama V'kama, but how much more so? Imelech Godel V'rav. What would happen? Not if we just have a regular king, but a Melech Godel V'rav, a great and mighty king. That's one party. Okay? And that mighty great king is Mara Avosai Hagdoila Vahatsuma. He shows his incredible deep love. Leish Hedyet, to a normal person, but it doesn't stop there, not just a regular guy. But a Ish Hedyet, that's Nivze Vishval Anoshim, a lowly, degraded person. Uminuvel. A mamish, I don't even know if there's a good English word for uminuvel.
Disgusting.
So, not a regular king, but a great king. And not a great king reaching out to a regular guy, but a great king reaching out to somebody whose mom was wallowing in the schmutz. Okay? The two complete extremes. Right? So we're saying, we understand that this would be the case, that there would be tremendous love if it was one person just looking at another person. But now build the case. You have an awesome great king who's reaching out to mamish, the lowest of the low. Okay, now hamutalbash was mamish lying in the heap of garbage. V'yoyidei love mimakim kivoyidei, and the king descends to this lowly person from the height of his throne. Im kol sorov yachdov, he doesn't go himself. He takes along the whole upper echelon of his kingdom with him to go reach out to this guy. Umekimai, and he lifts him up. Umerimai, and he exalts him from his garbage. Umachnisai lechala, and the king brings him into his chambers. Heichal amelach, mamish, the inner chamber of the king. Cheder lefnim cheder, a room inside the room, the throne room itself. Makom she'ein kol eved v'sar nechnes l'sham, it's a place where no other slave and no other minister, nobody else can come in. It's just me and you. It's just the king and this other person. And in this place, Umisyached imay, the king secludes himself there with him, biyichud, v'kiruv amiti, with a unity and a true closeness, v'chibuk, v'nishuk, and kisses and hugs, v'istavkus rucha berucha, and a true connection of one spirit to the other, v'chol lev nefesh, with his entirety of his heart and soul. Okay, so now, he went all the way from just one person looking to another, two equals, to a king who picks up the lowest beggar on the street and brings him into his chambers, and he hugs him and he kisses him and he embraces him and he mamish connects with him on the deepest level. Is alachas kama v'kama, how much more so? Shetisera memela ha'hava kefula m'chupelis, isn't it obvious that that love that would have existed is doubled and tripled and quadrupled? Belev ha'edyet v'shvala noshim hazeh, in the heart of this lowly person, how much he's going to love the king, al nefesh hamelach, to the heart of the king, beiskashus hanefesh mamish, to with the deepest connection, v'leiv nefesh mom k'delibel enkets, to in an unlimited, unfathomable form of love and appreciation for what the king has reached out to him. V'afim libay k'leiv ha'evan, even if the person's heart up until this point was a heart of stone. Hames, yames, it'll melt away. Vayilamayim, it'll be like water. V'tishtabach nafshe kamayim, and his heart will pour out like water. B'kaloyis ha'nefesh, mamish with the expiration of the person's soul. La'avas ha'melech, to the love of the king. That's the mashal. Now the nimshal. Okay, now we go to the lesson. V'inei kichol advarim ha'ele. Every detail of what I've said, he says, and this entire image turned to 130. But v'gadol yosem oid, what I'm telling you about is manifold times greater in all of the extremes that I've described here. It's manifold times greater than the mashal that I told you. In ways, mamish, in a limitless fashion. This is what Hashem did for us. Because first of all, the king is limited, and Hashem's greatness has no limits. The Yimamala Kalam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffuses all the worlds with Sevev Kalam, and he envelops all the worlds. V'noidna Mezeh HaKadosh V'Arizal, and anybody who's ever looked into the Zayar or the works of the Arizal knows ribuy haecholos v'olamos, the incredible number of chambers and worlds, adei misrat, to infinite, u'b'chol olam haecholos, and in each one of those worlds and in each one of those chambers there's ribuy rabbos malachim, there's tens of thousands, millions of angels, laying kates v'tachlis, in an infinite way. Like the Gemara asks a contradiction. Ksiv, in one place it says hayesh misrat l'gdudav, is there even a number to the legions of angels? And uksiv elef alf yisham shishu. No, there's that a thousand thousands will serve him. Vidi vidi vavav man kudmayim. There's tens of thousands before him. That's a number. That's what the Gemara asks. Umishani, the Gemara answers, yes, true. Elef alf and bechulam, meaning, yes, there is a limit to how many angels are in each legion. Misper gedudecha, that's how many are in each legion. Of the gedudavein misper. There is a number to how many angels are allowed in a legion. Okay? You got a membership, has its privileges. But there's no number to how many legions there are. That's infinite. And vikulam, now, so you imagine you have the melech with all of the sarim, with all of these infinite numbers of angels and ilamais and worlds and all kinds of stuff an absolute infinite number, and yet, despite all of that, kulam kamei kalei chashiv, kalei mamash chashiv, they have no standing before him. Ubitelim b'metzius, they cease to exist. Mamash kibitul diberechad, like we've gone back, he's mentioned this now three times. Kibitul diberechad mamash, like we should consider the greatest angel nothing greater than a word we have spoken compared to the essence of our being, right? Just like, remember we spoke about this, that how many words can a person speak in a lifetime? There's obviously a finite number. But the value of the word compared to the person himself is obviously very, very insignificant. That's how much each angel is considered significant to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gabi Mohus HaNefesh HaMedaberes, compared to the essence of the speaking soul, V'atzmusa, and it's as, and that is still the form of speech as it was in the mind before it was ever uttered. Or even before thought, that desire was just in a form of pre-thought desire. Right? If thought is already a form. And all those angels, kulam shoyalim, they all ask, ayim ikam kavayda, where is the place? Where is really the action? Where is the place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's real honor? Va'aynim, and they all answer every single day, malay kol ha'aretz kivayda. You want to know where the action is? The action is on earth. The action is where there are humans that struggle with their yetzer hara, that struggle with their base nature. Kivayda heim Yisrael amai. You know where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? He is with his nation, Kal Yisrael. Ki niach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Rebbeinu Shalom left behind Es El Yoinim, Es HaTachtoinim, all of the higher angels and all the lower angels, V'lei Baruch HaBekulam, and he didn't choose any of them. Ki im Bi Yisrael Amai, the one he chose was us. He chose Kal Yisrael. V'Hitziyam Im Mitzrayim, Evesarot, and he went and took us out of Egypt from the lowest place on earth, Makam HaZuam V'Atum, the place of the lowest schmutz. And he did so. Lo yayudei malach, v'lo yayudei saraf. He didn't do it with an angel, with an agent. He didn't do it with an angel. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayda b'yatzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu values us so much that he went himself and took us out. Yorad l'sham. K'mesh k'siv, like the Pasuk says, v'ayed la'atzilai, I went down to take them out. Why? Why did he do so? Because he wanted this parak to be written. Because he wanted us to know the extent of his love. To tell us, kidei likarva may love, because he wanted to bring us close to him, bikiru v'yichud amiti, with true closeness and unity, v'iskashrus hanefesh mamish, with literally making us into one being. V'bchinas nishikin peh lepeh, the first form is a kiss, a mouth-to-mouth kiss. What is that? Nedabed dvar Hashem, zu halacha. The ability that he gave a Jew to speak words of Torah. When a Jew uses his mouth to speak words of Torah, that is kaviyachol, a kiss with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's step number one. Now we need a hug. V'yistavkus rucha berucha hu asagas haTorah. The next step is, even a deeper thing than a kiss, is the connection of spirit to spirit. That's when we understand. Not when we speak Torah, but when we understand Torah. The knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will and his wisdom, that is absolute unity. When a Jew, and he talked about this earlier, when he talked about why Talmud Torah is connected kulam, because there's no form of unity that is greater than the mind of a human being grasping an idea in Torah, because that's literally the Ribbono Shel Olam in a person's head. And in addition to that, there's a hug. What's a hug? Kiyum mitzvahs ma'asiyus. The fulfillment of action mitzvahs. V'remach evarim with 248 limbs. D'remach pikudin and remach evarim d'malka k'nizkadel. The Zohar says that the 248 mitzvahs are the 248 limbs of the king. And v'derech klal, we know, nechlokin l'sholosh p'chinas, that they're divided into three main categories. Three types of mitzvahs, p'chinis yamin, smayel ve'emtza. There's right, there's left, and then there's the torso. Shen chesed, din, rachamim, these are all different types of mitzvahs. There's mitzvahs of chesed, there's mitzvahs of din, there's mitzvahs of rachamim. And they are trained, drayin, v'gufa. They are the two arms and the two legs and the torso, the body. So that when a Jew does a mitzvah, it is a hug from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now he's going to say two pshatim in the bracha that we always say before we do a mitzvah. This is the meaning that we say before we do a mitzvah. Asher Kiddushanu b'mitzvoisav. So we normally translate that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctified us with his mitzvahs. See, he says no. Ka'odam ha-mekadesh isha. It's like a person who is mekadesh, a woman. What that means is liyos miyuchedes imay, that she is designated for him. B'yichud gamar, with a total unity, to the exception of any other man. Like it says in Bereshis. We must understand, and the Maharnaim talks about this when he talks about, maybe we should do the piece inside, about the Maharnaim addresses this when he addresses every issue in this world is a mashal with a lesson. And he speaks about the unity of husband and wife, as we should understand that it's a mashal. But he says, "Kachamamish v'yesra kein up to the top of samach vav la'in kates." We must understand infinitely more than this. Hu yichud nefesh alikis is the unity that takes place between our godly soul, hoisekes b'ter, that's toiling in a Torah idea umitzvus, or that's fulfilling a mitzvah. V'nefesh hachiyunis, not only the godly soul, but even our body, even the animal soul. While there's a mitzvah going on, or there's limud Torah going on, the unity that goes on is asher kidshanu b'mitzvah. We are completely isolated, designated, unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time. And for this very reason, him shel shleima melech alav shalom b'shir hashirim, Yichud Zeh, that's why Shleima Melech creates the lesson, the mashal for this, the Yichud Chasen Vikala, to the unity of a Chasen and a Kala, Bidveka Chasheka V'Chafetza V'Chivik V'Nishik. That's why he uses all of these terms. It's so that we get a glimpse into the idea that that's what's going on between a Jew and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a Jew is in tune with the Ratzon Hashem. When we're learning, when we're davening, when we're doing mitzvahs, that's what's happening. Now, that's the first pshat. Kidshanu means designated. Kidshanu b'mitzvahs. He's designated us from that language of Kedusha. But there's a second pshat. And this is just incredible. He sanctified us with his mitzvahs. So he says, you know what that means? That when a Jew does a mitzvah, he is elevated to the madrega of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is the kedusha, the level of kedusha of Hashem himself. Ukedusha who loshen havdala mashu HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved the maylama, is just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is completely separated from the world. And this is the level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that can't even enter the world. It envelops the world because it's too holy to enter the world. Why are we saying that? Ki al yidei yichud ha-nefesh, because through the unity of the soul, v'iskalalusa, and it's becoming included, unified, bar insayf baruch hu, with the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is harehu b'maylas u'madreges kedushas insayf baruch hu mamish. The Jew at that moment goes to become on the level of the kedusha of the infinite himself. Why? If we're unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we're unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that simple. We're one with God. If we're one with God, then we are at that moment on the level of being unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's that we're one with Hashem. I mean, it seems so simple, and yet it's so crazy. It's like, if he didn't say it, you wouldn't be allowed to say it. He says it's a pasuk of the Torah. I'm not making this up. V'yisim li kedoshim, you shall be for me kadosh, ki kadosh ani Hashem, because I am Hashem kadosh. V'avdu leskaminam, I've separated you from the nations, liyos li, to be like me. Va'emer, another pasuk. Va'asisem is called mitzvah yisai. You shall do all my mitzvahs. Ve'yisem kiddushim na dekecham. Ani Hashem alekecham. You should be kaddish to Hashem your God. I am Hashem your God. Pirsh, that is to say, ki al yedei kiyum ha mitzvahs, when a Jew fulfills a mitzvah, hareini elikai shalachem. At that moment, I am your God. Kimoi, and now he takes it here and he qualifies it. How much am I your God? To what degree is HaKadosh Baruch Hu our God? Just like we say in Shemen Esrei, that he is the God of Avram, he's the God of Yitzchak, he's the God of Yaakov. Meaning a complete buy-in, a total giving over of self. That's what the others were. They were Merkava. Shenikru Kain. Why is he called the Kei Avram? They were a complete chariot. They had no other agendas other than their interest in Hashem. They're completely bottled and one with Him. So are we supposed to convince ourselves that that's where we're at? Are we supposed to deceive ourselves that we're a Merkava? He says no. That's how every Jew is. B'shas esik ha-Torah v'mitzvah. When we are actively involved in the study of Torah, or actively involved in the performance of a mitzvah, then we're a Merkava. The minute we're done, we're back to being ourselves. But when we're actively involved in studying Torah, when we're actively doing a mitzvah, then we're completely and absolutely unified with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says something here which is generally people are not aware of. Ulechein chayvu chazal lokum v'lamay. For this reason, our sages obligated a person to get up and to remain standing mipnei kol oisik b'mitzvah, in the presence of a person who's doing a mitzvah. Why? The Rebbe Shlomo's in the room. God's in the room.
So you're implying that only when a person does a mitzvah, he's one with the Ebishter?
Right.
And when you're not, Hashem is still one with you?
Did Karbach say that?
Okay. I'm just saying, implying it comes to this, is that when you're doing a mitzvah, then you're one with the Ebishter.
Right.
You just learned before the Ebishter came down to Mitzrayim.
He's reaching, he's calling out to us.
So
that's true. That's true.
So is it you're saying when we're doing a mitzvah, then we're connecting with the one that he's next to us?
We're bottled to him. Then we're bottled to him. Afterwards, the minute we create our own agenda, you'll see in a minute, he's going to go to, but the minute we create our own agendas, we're not bottled to him, then it's no longer the same level of Merkava. Then it's a horse with its own mind. I'll go back to the beginning of that line. That's why Chazal obligated to stand up and to remain standing before a person who does the mitzvah. I told you last week that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that that's why you stand by Vayivarach David, by Shachris, because people are giving tzedakah.
Wow.
So you're standing in the presence of those who are giving tzedakah. But look what he says here. Af im hu bur v'amoretz. Even if the person is mamish all their life. I know, why should you stand up for a person like that? What do you mean? He says, how could you not? Mipnei Hashem, Hashoichin, umislabish. B'nafshe, b'shozu, because of the Ribbono Shel Olam is mamish enveloping him and is one with him at this time. Now, if that's the case, he asks the obvious question. Why are we all so dense? If the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're one with Hashem, how come we don't feel it? The answer is because we're dense. He says, the only thing is, we don't feel it. Because we've got very dense, crass bodies. That is not elevated. And it darkens the person. From being able to see Maris Alikim, godly visions. We don't see like good Jews who saw. Meaning, there were people who said, there were people who walked in and they were able to see on a person the mitzvahs that they did that day. Because they had lechtig oigen. They had luminous eyes. We have spiritual cataracts on our eyes. Right? We can't see because we're blinded. We have dense. But that doesn't change the mitzvahs. just because you have cataracts doesn't mean that the flowers aren't beautiful. It just means you can't see them. V'zeh sh'omar osaf b'ruach ha'kodesh. Now he translates. This is what Asaf said in Ruach HaKodesh. Ba'ad kol k'neses Yisrael shebegoyla on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael in exile. V'ani bar v'leyeda. I'm empty, I don't know. Behemois ha'yisi'imach. Plural. I'm like an animal with you. V'ani tomedimach. And yet I'm always with you. Kilaimer. That is to say. She'af al pi shani kebehema. Even though I walk around and I'm like a cow. When I'm with you, Rebbeinu Shalom. V'loy eida v'loy argish b'navshi, and I can't sense, and I don't know, I can't feel in my heart. Yichud zeh, this unity. Which if I did feel it, shetip alaleya imasa upachat chila, would I be overcome by a trembling and a fear and complete overwhelm about what's about to take place here. And after the fear and the trembling, there would be such incredible love. I would feel everything he just described. Or I'd be completely engulfed in fire. Give me this at tzaddikim, like we saw by tzaddikim shenizdacha chumram, who had lechtige bodies. Ukenoida. Shadas ulosh nargosh. Shadas isn't just knowledge. Das is feeling. Benefesh. V'ukayil chesed gvur. It has the feelings of the fear and of the love. But don't let that deceive you to lead you to think that it's not happening because of that. Afal piken ani tomid imach. He got to know that as long as a Jew is involved in Torah mitzvahs, he is one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein hachomer meinei yichud nefesh. It's such critical. I don't know why people don't learn this every day. Ein hachomer meinei yichud nefesh. One's crass, dark being does not prevent the unity from taking place. It doesn't stop the reality that it's true that there's absolute unity with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Just because we don't feel it doesn't mean it's not happening. Like the Pasuk says, the darkness is not dark before you. Meaning, I can't see it, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, because I'm crass and I'm dark. But before you, Hashem, there's no darkness. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam know that when I'm doing a mitzvah, I'm connected, I'm totally one with him. Oyvei. Now he goes on to say, and this gives us an understanding of a very painful concept. Uvezeh yuvan, with this we understand, chaymer einish iser malacha b'shabosos. We understand now with this introduction, that it's not dependent upon our feeling. The reality is not dependent upon our feeling. We understand why it is so serious. There's such serious punishment for malach on Shabbos or chametz bePesach. Hashav lechol nefesh. No matter who a Jew is, lefi sha'af b'nefesh bur va'amaretz. Even in the lowest Jew, gomer meir kedusha Shabbos v'yantiv. The light of Shabbos v'yantiv is there anyway. They're not feeling it. They're not seeing it. They're not sensing it. And therefore, when a Jew violates Shabbos, they are removing, they're cutting off those things. They're there. I can't see them. They don't sense them. It doesn't change reality. The same, even a rabbanon of moving muktzah, it corrupts that kedusha that is there on the person's neshama. Look at this. It doesn't make a difference if it's the Baal Shem Tov's Shabbos or it's the lowest Jew, the pagam is the same. It's a reality. And if it's a reality, it doesn't make a difference. Do you see it or not? The person closes their eyes and they slice something. Did they not slice it? Just as much as if their eyes were open. We all have the same Torah. I have no clue what he says in the brackets. Umashik said behemois loshen rabim. The reason he says behemois plural, l'ramis comes to allude k'difon of yisboch gam b'chin es da'as ha'elyon ha'kod chesed gvura nidma k'behemois. He's saying that vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem's vantage point, we need to recognize that even the loftiest forms of love and awe are as crass as an ox and a mule. Because from us, we look at a tzaddik up here and a mule down here. From Hashem's vantage point, they're all the same. Any physical action compared to the infinite light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behemoth. It's called Behemah Rabbah. So whatever he said there, I have no idea what that means, but this parak is so incredible. I mean, the reality of what's taking place when a Jew is Isaac in Torah mitzvahs, and conversely, the damage that's being done when we're violating, to see this as a reality and then to use this imagery, the imagery that he's painting here of the king, of this most exalted king, reaching out to a lowly bum on the street. And that, you know, we could make our own kal v'chomers about where we've been and what we've done, and the fact that cannot be any greater privilege than after all that picking up a sefer and learning a Mishnah. I mean, look at the extremes from which we can go to from one end to the other. The action of a mitzvah is a hug. The understanding of an idea is the deepest unity possible. And speaking of the words of Torah is a neshika, is a kiss, peh peh. And it's all coming to somebody who minutes earlier was wallowing in their vomit in the street. Mitzvah Hashem, to be continued next week. Thank you.